USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready to talk with the United States on a wide-ranging agenda. He makes the offer in a New Year's letter to President Trump. The Russian leader also sending letters to leaders of Syria, China, Japan, and the UK. Environmental and health researchers expressing concerns that new lighter regulations on mercury emissions could be endangering lives.
The Trump administration on Friday targeted an Obama-era regulation that was credited with helping to reduce toxic mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. Former Obama administration EPA official Janet McCabe.
Since this rule was implemented, mercury emissions have gone down by about 80% from that industry as a whole, and that's a pretty remarkable reduction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
At least one department of the federal government that's currently under shutdown will be getting paid on Monday as the U.S. Coast Guard's announced it's identified a way to put its workers on their next scheduled payday. But that will affect their 42,000 employees. Many other federal workers are not so lucky, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The bickering between Democrats and Republicans over a border wall is doing little to ease the concerns of federal workers who depend on a steady paycheck. During an interview on CNN, Tony Reardon, president of the National Treasury Employees Union, talked about one individual who's unable to pay for his wife's headstone because of the shutdown.
He said that he is brokenhearted over that. That, I think, in some ways kind of encapsulates what's happening to federal workers. Our federal workers do a great service to this country, and to be treated the way that they are is indeed unfortunate.
The two-year-old boy whose Yemeni mom fought a U.S. travel ban to see him has died after being taken off life support. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook's apologizing after banning evangelist Franklin Graham from its website for 24 hours last week. The Charlotte Observer reports the company claimed it was a mistake to ban Graham over a 2016 post he made and for temporarily removing the post. The post in question was about rocker Bruce Springsteen canceling a North Carolina concert over that state's effort to limit bathroom choice for transgender people. The company now says one person in its content review team decided the post had violated Facebook's policy that bans dehumanizing language. The strictest DUI law in the nation to take effect in Utah just before the new year arrives. Starting today, Utah is lowering its blood alcohol content limit to 0.05, the lowest cutoff in the U.S. The new law also states that anyone who causes the death of another with driving with a blood alcohol content greater than that new limit will be charged with criminal homicide. And the Times Square ball drop wouldn't be complete without the confetti raining down on spectators, so organizers gave it a test run yesterday, and all went well. Over 3,000 pounds of it will be released on New Year's Eve Monday, creating a colorful blizzard of sorts. The confetti was tested outside of the Hard Rock Cafe, and today there will be a dry run for the New Year's ball drop. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.